Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self. As always, I love to say, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. This week, as always, we try to reach back first, talk about things we know, even though it doesn't, may not sound just like that, but what we know through practice, through an interest that we had once upon a time early in our life. It's still in us. So for us, those of us who came through the Nation of Islam, there was a statement that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad would always say, up you mighty nation and accomplish what you will. That hasn't died. That's a statement that actually Allah has given to us in many ways. Up, get up, and accomplish what you will. And that's from the smallest thing to the greatest thing. For us as a people, African-Americans, descendants of slaves, here in America, we suffered the slavery. And Allah had a reason for allowing us to do the slavery. It wasn't a punishment. We shouldn't think that old Caucasians did that themselves. And I'm using that term specifically Pole, Caucasian. They didn't have a brain working like that. Allah inspired slavery through us and another people over us. Allah inspired that. And in that inspiration, there was at the end that slave will come out being a better servant than Allah, to Allah, than many of the ones that were there before them. In itself is important. Not something to go brag about, you, God made me better than you. No, we all made the same. Even us, we slip away from the things that Allah has given to us. We act like, well, right now we can just lay back and it'll grow on its own. As we watch many of our people go down, almost like they're sliding down a hill going backwards. And what I mean that, I'm talking about physical wrong, physical harms to themselves. We have to look at what we do. Always, what do we do? And then what we do, is it something that we could do better? People in America who once upon a time, none of us could read or write, our foreparents, I'm talking about. We know every child come forward can't read or write. But as adults, young adults, teenagers, whatever the age was, the slave master was bent on not allowing us to learn how to read and threatening their own. If we couldn't read, we couldn't teach somebody else to read. So the only way we can learn is if some of their own would sympathize with us and teach us a few words. But they would punish their own people if they caught them teaching us, educating us. When a statement comes like that, we have to know that that's Allah. And I always like to go back to that hadith where the angel Jibril was told to tell the prophet, tell the messenger of Allah, to look into the creation, then look into yourself. For me, like I said, when I read that back in 1973, I read that as Allah showing us. He wasn't telling us, I don't believe, that he was just we were just like the creation. But he was telling us to look into how the creation exists, its strengths, its ability to do what it do, and not mess up if we can look at that. Everything got its own course to travel in, to tell the humanity. We have it too. Our job is not just to straighten ourselves up, but it's also, as you get to a point of knowledge and insight, to help straighten other people out. Not with a whoop, a whip, a stick, a gun, not like that. But as the community grow, people grow, we grow into with the ability to build a society that can work for anybody. Once upon a time, you couldn't tell an African-American descendant of a slave that he could build anything because there was no freedom to build. There was even really no freedom during slavery for a man to even enjoy his wife and children. Caucasian at those times, those slave masters, wanted to enjoy many of our wives, our foreparents' wives and sisters and daughters, et cetera. And might kill if the man, tell him, no, you can't do that. Might kill the person. A cruel way of living, but nonetheless, Allah had his hand on the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
bringing us to a point that we were almost nothing in existence from the minds of other people. And think about it. You look around the world. Even many of our brothers who look like us and sisters that look like us, and I'm talking about skin color now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about wide nose, thick lips,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, a peasy head, so to speak, or raisin hair, or some of it is even straight like. But many of us are not accepted just because who we are. And it's not to start a battle. I'm not trying to start a battle. we need to accept what is and put it, make it straight. You walk in the house and something fell over, accept it. Don't keep pulling your hair out, and then straighten it up. For us as a people, Islam gave us a stronger hold on things than Christianity. We shouldn't say Christianity don't work. Allah established Christianity in the life of people. As he said, he gave to one group, gave to Moses, another group gave to Jesus, and another group gave to Muhammad. Don't leave out Ibrahim and all the rest of the prophets, prayers and peace be upon them. But we're in the time to pick up the last revelation after even living through one or more of the revelations before the last. When I say living through it, of course, we weren't old enough to live through it. In that sense, I'm talking about many of us, myself. I came from a church. My whole family, everybody in the men's family was church people. And far as I know, we were my cousin first, but we were the first to come into the temple and learn something about Islam. Prior to that, I really never heard or paid attention to the word Islam, even if they said al-Islam. I never paid attention to it. I see later on in the comic scripts that they put out, Alibaba and the 40 Thieves was supposed to be representative of the prophet and his people. Think about that. They're going to call them the 40 Thieves. You know what I mean? So here we are today, having knowledge, having insight, had the kind of unity. We still got it, but it's hidden. It's almost like being pressured to sit down. And that's leadership. Us as leaders, we have to watch that. And I say us, I mean all of us. Because some of us, you may not be the leader at the masjid or for those who are still at the temple, but you're leaders of your house. And some things that should be done in the house properly are not done in the house properly. But when it comes to the bigger picture, many of the leadership around the country, all the knowledge and all the experience that we've had with each other, some still want to go and look like they're Arabs. Mm. How you gonna be some Yank? Mm. Now, all of us are Muslims because Allah says he's created everything
mm-hmm.
Muslim, everything. Not every human being alone, everything to submit to his will.
Absolutely.
What he created it to be and what he created it to serve, it does that. Wind, you know, air, the air, the sunlight, rain, the clouds, whatever you see, whatever we see, Allah has created all of that to submit to his will and serve the humanity. For some humanity, such as many of us, we want to stop off and say, I want to be somebody else. The gift we got is our gift. And we should use it as we once used it in the days of the Nation of Islam. Those days, and not just to applaud ourselves, you know, for those who stood up for civil rights among the Christians. Are we so proud as Muslims we don't recognize that they were trying to fight for our people's freedom? Some of them might have stepped off wrong. But they were trying to actually come together as a people under Martin Luther King and many others before Martin Luther King was even around. Many others have been trying. This is hundreds of years of fighting in America to just be accepted as a human being. Did any one man do that? No. Allah touched many people because there was some strength even among the Christians. But that's not where Allah wanted us, those of us he allowed to find the Quran. He wanted us to move on further. But our unity is what's key for us.
Mm-hmm.
When we don't have that unity, we lose out on the gift that he's already given us.
Right.
Allah knows best. Allah knows what he's given us. Allah knows how everything works and how everything will pull us up and what will pull us down. And one of the things that's key to pulling us down is wanting to be somebody you're not.
Other than yourself.
Don't, that's right. Don't, you want to be other than yourself. We were told, don't be other than yourself. So when we look at the gift that was given us, there's so many brothers of different communities who have a distaste for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And that means really they don't understand the religion. But if you got the distaste for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you got distaste for Allah.
Mm-hmm.
Indirect, it's not intentional, but indirectly that's what you're doing. Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, his people, was referred to by him as the most ignorant people on the earth. He said, and Allah will bring Islam back again and again, giving it to a people just like we are. Just like, he's speaking about the Arabs. He's speaking about himself and his people. They'll be ignorant and on the bottom, seen as the worst people around. The Arabs, you know, you can't help but to say it, will kill their baby girl at birth, bury her alive. They didn't know nothing about God. They had these rocks and carved rocks and stone, and some just wasn't carved, just somebody said, this is God.
Mm.
And they loaded the Kaaba with that.
Mm.
That Kaaba was not to be a symbol of worshiping false gods, but instead of worshiping the one God. But the Arabs, their prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, his people, were so ignorant. They wanted to make gods and put them all in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Things made with their hand. They said that the people would come and visit, and each one that would visit, they would go to the leader and hand him a god that they made. Took them out of their wrappings, laying across the animal's back or in a bag of some type, and says, this is the guy. And when the leader approves of it, he tells them to put it in the Kaaba. Ignorant. Worshiping stone that you brought from another place and you called it God, and they would worship it. They would say, yeah, put the God in with the other gods. And even Abraham, this go back to Abraham. Remember, it was Abraham that asked the big God after he broke up some of the little ones. Asked the big God. So ask the big one right there. He might could tell you. Abraham didn't believe in those stones, those rocks. When we look at up you mighty nation and accomplish what you will, we are not the people we were 100 years ago. We got degrees. We're in high places. But we got to work together.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so easy for all other people to just turn around on us. We have to look at the world we live in, America, and recognize the gift that Allah has given us. Right now, America is the strongest voice in the world. And that's to accommodate for us when we're ready to speak. America is not saying that much now. Nothing worthwhile to say that they can lead the world. But the strength and the progress they made others recognize them. You and I know that the practice of Islam, service to God, has moved us to a margin that we're equal with the average person, especially if they give us a chance. Now, if you keep us in a dark room and they got everything else hidden, working in a light in another room, they might slip over and get some things we don't have, but all it takes is some of us just to look at it one time, and we can do the same thing. When he said, up you mighty nation and accomplish what you will, if we're going to build something, we build together. That kind of unity helps our young to stop killing each other. Help them to become intelligent enough that now that the door is open, maybe they'll become the president of the United States. We're not just to walk around and something on our head and a long piece on, or even in just a suit. I like suits.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, think that we got it like that. No, what is the impression that we're putting on the people to have the conduct of servants of God, servants of Allah? That's what we're created to do. We're created to build from Allah's creation, but together as a people, competing against another people. To what? Towards all that is good. Not necessarily balanced. That don't mean if we rose to the top, we wouldn't one day have to make a decision for war. But if we did, it would be just.
Right.
We look at today, there's comment coming from our community, from the imams. Paperwork has circulated on what do we think about what's going over there in the East. And as I've said here quietly by myself, when I say quietly, I wasn't in the ranks with all the imams talking, but the people that I'm around, that what our voices should say, whether it's Muslim, Christian, or Jewish, none of us should be killing innocent people. When we look at what's going on over there, what Israel is doing. No, don't hate Jews because they're doing it. But dislike the acts of who's doing it. But if we were to say we dislike all Jews because they messing up, we'd be wrong. Even if the Jews standing right in front of us look like he applauded that. Educate them. How could any of us love seeing innocent people killed? I mean, that was what was happening to our foreparents. My point is not so much to be speaking on that as it is that our unity in service to Allah strengthens enough that we can show people they shouldn't do certain things. When we don't work together, our voice is very small. At the top of our lungs, our voice is very small. We have to bring the oneness back. This is not the Honorable Elijah Muhammad himself just saying something. Allah inspired him to say something. And what he was inspired to say, "And up you mighty nation, accomplish what you will." It helped us. Not just that, he was continuous.
Still helping us.
Still helping us. That's right. It's still helping us.
Yeah.
Up you mighty nation and accomplish. You can carry all the weights you need to carry when we're working together as one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't speak Arabic well, but there's somebody, young, old, male, female, that can run it if we ran into a place that some language was being spoken and none of us knew it. We got people among us that do it. But we should never want to be another people. Be yourself. Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. Allah's not telling us to be him. He said inside of him, in him, is the best example for those who want to meet with him. In him, his spirit, his character,
right,
the message that he carries on his heart and his mind, the Quran. He told Muhammad the Prophet to tell them that, tell humanity this, that you're flesh and blood like them. What does that say? If Allah gave it, Muhammad is to think. If Allah gave this to me, he gave it to you also. If he allowed me to get it, he's allowing you to get it also. That's what Allah is telling a man to tell us. Now, it's in the Quran. But it's the man who lived the Quran to show it could be lived. We didn't see no bias coming from the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, the messenger of Allah. Was he perfect? No, I believe there's things that Allah calculated and moved. He didn't have to calculate, but he moved them in the right way. The story goes that before he got revelation, the Arabs used to go around the Kaaba naked. They didn't go for worship. They was going back by there around it naked. The Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, as a younger person, he tried a number of times to do it, and every time he'd go to open his clothes, he'd pass out. Allah protected him. According to those writings, that's what I've seen. He protected him, made him pass out. He couldn't even do what they did. But he's a human. But Allah protected him from doing certain things. Allah protects us from doing certain things. He gives the wisdom, the knowledge, the feel for service to him. It's hard for ugliness to climb up into our heart. We have to believe that. But it's our unity, if we see it right, that would make people better here in America. They got to live it for themselves, but they need to see it. And that's what happened in our communities during the days of the Nation of Islam. They saw us. They seen we went from being nothing to something, not able to read. Remember, just in the 50s and the early 60s, there was a lot of us couldn't read. We was allowed to vote, and they said, put your mark there, boy. Those were the stories that was told. Mm-hmm. I wasn't voting in the 50s. But put your mark there, boy. Or, boy, you can't read? No, you know he couldn't read. He just got off the slave field.
Mm-hmm.
To have the ability, here's the law showing us signs, to have the ability to come out of slavery and have a bank that you can lend money to Caucasians.
Mm-hmm.
And it made them so jealous they blew up the bank.
They burnt down the bank.
That's right. Set it on fire and the town. These things are signs to us.
That's right. That's fine.
Not to be fearful, but to get something done. We owe this to the future of humanity, and particularly to the future of the humanity that are a part of our that's right, our association, as well as our people.
Mm-hmm.
However we want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Allah does not want us to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Failing is easy. He don't want us to fail.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so let us take a break, PSA.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC, Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassador, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the Bookstore. May we share deeply humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, James Bashir, Allow Industry Do For Self. I'd like to read from the second surah of the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayat 282. O ye who believe, when ye deal with each other in transactions involving future obligations in a fixed period of time, reduce them to writing. And let a scribe write down faithfully as between the parties. Let not the scribe refuse to write, as Allah has taught him, so let him write. Let him who incurs the liability dictate, but let him fear his Lord Allah, and not diminish aught of what he owes. If the party liable is mentally deficient or weak or unable himself to dictate, let his guardian dictate faithfully. And get two witnesses out of your own men. And if there are not two men, then a man and two women. Such as ye choose for witnesses. So that if one of them errs, the other can remind her. The witnesses should not refuse when they are called on for evidence. Disdain not to reduce to writing your contract for a future period, whether it be small or big. It is just in the sight of Allah, more suitable as evidence and more convenient to prevent doubts among yourselves. But if it be a transaction which ye carry out on the spot among yourselves, there is no blame on you if ye reduce it not to writing. But take witnesses whenever ye make a commercial contract. And let neither scribe nor witness suffer harm. If ye do such harm, it would be wickedness in you. So fear Allah, for it is Allah that teaches you, and Allah is well acquainted with all things.
Mm-hmm.
Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal's Inc., and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build the Malo community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us, tweet at CWSHURAA, email us at info@cwsc.us, visit am360.org, Pan Corporation Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Yeah, thanks, Brother James. This is Nate Muhammad, the Halal Industry, Do For Self. I like to comment on the imam, one of the imam's open statements. Up, United Nation, and accomplish what you will. Telling us that we can stand up after all the things that we went through as a people, the African Americans, descendants of slaves.
Mm-hmm.
It was more or less how we started out. We started out just like, I will say, a baby, not knowing nothing, or stripped. We were stripped of everything, and we had to reconstruct our life a whole different way. We had to go through a lot of unfortunate things that we can reflect back on that left a bad taste in our mouth, as well as pain on our heart. But still, the guidance of Allah, you could see that as each generation we got better and better, and there was always somebody out in the forefront guiding us, directing us, pushing us to do better, to be better. Right all the way up to today, there's people is constantly reminding us that we have to be better. That same Up United Nation, let's continue. Let's continue to build our criteria. And what direction where we going? We going in the direction to please Almighty God, Allah, God. We want to please him, regardless what direction we come from. Our journey is to submit our will to Almighty God, regardless which way. I was sitting here listening to the imam, and he was speaking about, you know, other communities as far as they want to denounce the Honorable Elijah Muhammad as well as Imam Muhammad. But they don't see that this is all was generated for our people, the African American descendants of slaves. We're not striving to be better than any old body or recreate everything. Mm-hmm. We were busy rising up. Look at where we come from. We rising up, that mighty nation. We trying to accomplish everything through the will of Allah. That was our destination. We ain't worrying about sitting next to some king from across the sea or over the sea. We want to sit here and be us. We want to be a brother to us the way Allah said be. We was taught that. We was really on the way. And last week we were sitting here addressing things that the people has got away from our association, and only because nobody's talking about it. And then they turn around, and all the masalas and masjid was under the legacy of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad. They're being taken over by foreigners. Mm-hmm. Who was addressing all that? Definitely last week. The people has to come back and reassess their will. You done took your will somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you going after the money. Maybe you going after the glorification. But you have to remember Allah. All the glory goes back to Allah. We get the understanding. We get the experience. We get that we can go back and share our experience from our journey. That's the greatest wealth as a human being to me. That means a lot to me when we go among our people and we can reassess everything around them to make it easier for them. That's what Allah want us to do. He don't want us to sit there and stand over top of the people and beat ourselves in the chest and talking about he the man, I'm this. No. We stay humble. Allah said, approach everything with a lowly spirit, a humble spirit, a respectful spirit. A little thing happened today that really not touched me, but it reminded me that Allah is Destiny Akbar. We're associated with some people, and we had a little situation where we had to get a little, not physical, but you had to enforce and demand our respect. And it's not what we did, it's just that how the people read it, people was around it, how they read it. Mm. And that motivated them to do something else as far as to smooth everything over. Mm. Just because how the way we approached it. We approached it, well, I say approach it. Mm. Approach it respectfully. The person wind up lying. Mm. And I knew they was lying all the time. But you always, you know, it ain't hurting nothing to the point where it's a matter of life and death. So you can be easy on it. Well, then you go ahead and do it. Then after a while, they didn't do it. You had to come back and say you should have did it. Didn't you tell them? But they continue to lie. Mm. So we had to be a little bit forceful and remove that situation. Not a physical thing. No, nothing physical happened. Mm. It's just that there. But the key was the people come back and tell you. She told me or they told me they lied, which we knew. Yeah, but they said that he came so nice. Mm. He was so nice. I ain't know what to do, so I lied. But that's the condition of the society. And we was in every right to whatever we had to do. It's just that the approach to do. So the next time he come, then, you know, I turned the little volume up a little bit, mm-hmm. and the lady had to slam the door in your face. And again, it's not to the point where you get physical and that. You walk away. And you go ahead and deal with it the way you was taught how to deal with it. We already got the victory, as the imam will always say. You already got the victory. Stay humble. And don't treat them the way they treat you. And that's what we did. So we went and put that thing, and then the people come back and say, it's apologized. Nah, it's too late now. But I accept that. But we move on. Mm-hmm. But the guys, the people that seen it, they reacted off of how we handled it, you know. They didn't go and, you know, they went back. Oh, we can talk to the people because you already softened her up and she admit to everything that she did was wrong. I said, I'm getting lucky. And then they turn around and want to sit and talk with the imam and I. And I was impressed. You understand? Because our presence being around them is rubbing off on them. And they spoke very elegantly and respectful. And that's all we can ask for when we deal with one another is how we deal with each other. Do we be respectful? We was always respectful. Then we turned around and we were fair and honest, the way Allah said. That's how I learned the religion, and that's how I lead, and that's how I use the religion. I've always come respectful, and I'm always be fair and honest with you. And that's all I can do. That's all I can do. Yeah, and then whatever come out of that, Alhamdulillah. And I know we're going to be successful, you understand, because like last week, the brother Imam said it's going to take a little while. Yeah, I know it's going to take a while, but we got We got these little steps we take. We can identify and they confirm that's leading in the direction where we want to go as far as dealing with the people. But the key was the example that we exhibit, we shared with the people. They bear witness. They seen everything we was talking about. We did. And they caught on with it, and we got their attention. We got their attention from a spiritual standpoint, not from a physical standpoint, but they still who they are, what they are. I'm saying this because we have to unite, as the man said. We have to unite, and we have to have a direction and a purpose to direct the people. We want our people to rise up like a mighty nation. It's really not wise up, it's wake up, you know, because everything is right in place. It's so close to us, we can reach out and touch it. It's just a matter of everybody. In order for everybody to benefit from it, you have to be united. You ain't going to benefit. Ain't no individual, I'll make it, you know what I mean? How they used to say in there back in the day, everybody for themselves, you make it, or I think back about it again because that's an old song that I used to piss me off or upset me. You know, I got mine. You got to go get yours. No, let's go up together, and let's get what we need to get together. And we ain't have to worry about. We don't have to worry about whether you got yours and somebody else got to get theirs. We all got. We know we got it. This is where we're coming from, the will. We have to establish and put our will adjusted to Allah. Our Lord says, a Muslim, one who submit his will to Allah, that's what we have to do, submit our will. Because that's what the motivating factor that's moving in us is running through our will. Society controlling the masses of the people through their will. We have to break that. As the sister in her statement on the opening statement with the AM 360, she said, together we can remake the world. Together we can remake ourselves. Because that world, it starts with us first. And then it multiplies out. That image that we create within ourselves, like Imam Muhammad, always remake the world. We knew exactly what he was saying when he said that. Remake the world is remaking yourself. Clean yourself up. Get yourself in order. Mm-hmm. Establish your will with the Lord. And move on out. And a lot of people that was by force, some of is here, and some is not here. Mm-hmm. You understand? But the situation leads on. You know, we can pass. Allah can call me back tomorrow. But we still have to labor hard in the cause of him. We riding on the coattail and the remembrance of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad because of what they established. Mm-hmm. And we reflect back to them, still give us inspiration to continue on, to labor on. That's what we got to do. Mm-hmm. We come here to AM 360. I enjoy talking with the believers, but I would enjoy it more creating things, making things happen where we can see it, where we can feel it, where we can touch it. That's what I yearn for that. But we are doing it at a small state because that's how our Lord moves. Our Lord don't, as a baby, he don't raise them up overnight. It takes a minute. He got to go through growing pains, got to go through all kinds of, I understand that. So we have to be patient. You know, we just continue to move on. And whatever step we can make, we make it. We make it happen. So therefore, those who can come behind us can continue on. This is our time here now. Mm-hmm. But we have to get our will. We have to establish our will with the Lord, God. That is our whole destination as far as, and then we can sit back and measure our progress right now, today. I can imagine my progress from back when we first started to today. I bear witness, and that's been a journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, you used to struggle or strive. Back then we call it striving. What you doing, brother? I'm striving.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And I used to always say, what are we striving for? What are we striving to? What are we working towards? That's working to please the Lord. That's where we want. I said the halal industry, that's all part of it. But the main thing is pleasing the Lord. Our journey. My journey is to come. Their journey comes from elsewhere. But our destination is pleasing our Lord.
Hmm.
That's all we can ask for, because we're only here for a short period of time. And through that short period of time, he's going to ask you, what did you do? Well, Lord, hey, man, I was out messing around mm-hmm. for a little bit, but once I realized I got on the team,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I strive to be better in the eyes of Almighty God, not in the eyes of man.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it leads you down a road and leave you there. You won't even know what happened. God, he'll tell you, I'm going to take you down there, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. All you have to do is this, do that, do this. And if you do this and do that, you'll be successful. And that's where we're going. We want to be successful, be in the ranks of the righteous, the one who glorifies our Lord
mm-hmm.
in all manner. But for the people, we have to take the people with us.
Mm-hmm.
We are nothing but an example for the people,
mm-hmm.
a model for the people.
Mm-hmm.
And they watching you, believe me, 24/7. They watching you every bit of time. And they watching how you handle situations where they probably say to themselves, I'd have failed. Because I've said that. I'd have lost that battle. But some people, they handled it. And you learn from it. And that's what inspired you to want to be a part of that magnitude with them. And it's striving for that. You strive for that. So, again, want to raise up our mighty nation to unite.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to do for self. And we lean towards that model community that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Imam Muhammad, spoke highly about. That's inspiring. That's where. So we got somewhere to go. You always need a starting point. And building anything, you always have to have a starting point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that example comes. That's where that model comes.
Mm-hmm.
Always. If you look at all the prophets that came, they were the model for the people,
mm-hmm.
an inspiration for the people. So we never get away from all that, but that's our God. That's in his plan. You know, I'm just riding the pan. Let's mm-hmm. go with the flow,
mm-hmm.
you know, and whatever present us each day, we just have to deal with it. Some we're going to like, we're not going to like.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord tests you with both. He tests you with whatever you hold close to your heart, he tests you.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's good, whether it's bad, he tests you. So, if we know how he works, it's easy to just yourself to, yeah, well, the Lord's still our boss. You know, I ain't arguing with you, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's our time here again. Because we see it.
Mm-hmm.
We've been reading the signs of creation. As Imam Muhammad, read in the name of your Lord. Read everything that's going on around you. Not to react.
Mm.
Read on it. That's why it's easy to read it if you approach it with a lowly spirit. It's easy to read.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And once you read it, you know, now you use options. You're going to do it this way or you're going to deal with it that way. You know? The situation calls for how you react to it.
Well, I mean.
And we have like Ramadan is coming up,
mm-hmm.
and we here at the masjid last year they had a little problem with the youth on the iftars. You know, they had 30-day iftars. Every day of the month of Ramadan, they had an iftar. And that generated a crowd of young folks. And they had a problem not controlling but maintaining them because of the free spirit that the youth has running around with now. But that's just another challenge that we have to put our head together and sit down and see how we're going to deal with the crowd. They like your little brothers. They like your little sons, you know, but they're moving in a group. And we said, okay, you're going to move with that group? How they, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Nation of Islam, handled the gangs back in the day, they went after the leader of the gang. Okay. And that's how we checked the gang problem in Philadelphia. And this is the same thing with the youth. It's the same pattern, same thing. We just have to weed out who's the leader of the gang, of the group, and you go to them first. You're not going to handle everybody individually, but you go to them first. That's our objective. We have to learn to deal with our people, the African-American descendants of slaves. But you have to respect them first. You can't react to them and be afraid of them, but you have to respect them, you know, first. And then Allah will give us the victory. And it's the same thing what I just explained about the situation. Allah gave us that victory without even raising a finger up. The key was always the approach. They used to tell me everything usually be won and lost at the beginning. We look at out in the street, and they be saying about the police with the brute force. Yeah, that's their approach. They taught that's how they're going to attack you, with force. Nah, that escalate things, that force. The Lord said you'd be humble, you know, even though the people think you'd be too nice, you understand, until you come back around and it's a different approach. And then, whoa, ain't too nice no more. But that's what we have today to start off in our conversation. And we hope we get results as we had last week with a lot of participation in the call. And if you have a statement, suggestion, comment, feel free to push the one on your phone and we'll bring you on as soon as possible. Because your input is very valuable. That help. Your input is very valuable. Your input is very valuable, and we look forward to addressing, even talking to you. That helps us, you know, generate more and ease, not the stress. But it make it easy for all of us. And we hear, as the sister said, together we can remake the world by the input that we have. And regardless who say what say what, we look for the best. We look for the best answer. We look for the best information. I don't care who give it. It fits what we're trying to do today. Fits what we're trying to do today. But we're looking forward to it. So with that, there, I'd like to turn the mic over back to the man. This is Nate Muhammad. Halal industry, do for sale. Assalamu alaikum.
Morning, son. Thank you very much, Nate. Brother James. Assalamu alaikum. Once again, this is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal. Allow industry do for self. And as I began the day, speaking to what Allah blessed us to hear early in the days of the nation from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Up, you mighty nation, accomplish what you will. So these are the things that he's not saying it like he's a person that just look into the future and say it. Allah bless him to see what we had to do as a community. And we haven't stopped. We may not see the whole community across the country moving as one, but everybody, I do believe, is moving in their own little way. And eventually, we'll get it right. And what I mean by that is working together is better than working separately. It's a bigger picture. What they saw in the first was the Nation of Islam was not in one city. It was all across the country. Today, they're beginning to see other people, and we're not in competition with that. Other people that does not necessarily have the heart that's feeling for us as a people here in America. They would like to own us if they could. We're not horses, dogs, cats. You can't own us. You gave us Islam. You didn't give us no Islam. We thank Allah for our Imam, Imam Muhammad, who decided to send a number of people over to the East to study. Prior to that, most of us were studying right here in America. And we wind up with some sharp people.
Very sharp.
And what we have to know is that when we send someone somewhere, they're going to emulate whoever taught them.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a natural growth for all of us.
Like you emulate your parents.
That's right. That's right. Your parents are your first teachers. And they really, I mean, I know I was impressed with mine, and I know many other people that are impressed with theirs. But when it comes to the growth of Islam, we study. We go study to bring information back. One thing I watched with the Pakistani people from all of those places, Bangladesh, a few places, they was with me over in Jersey. And they're studying. Their reason of studying is to take something back home, to teach their people, to advance their people. We have people that are advanced already, but we're not getting the best out of them because we stay away from our unity. Everything that any society have in America or around the world, for as far as that's concerned, we can establish, not as copycats, but as fulfilling a need. We need hospitals. We need schools. I mentioned a couple of weeks back how someone asked me why we won't build schools first. I said, who's going to pay for them? We got to create business, employment, et cetera. So there's some money, some capital. Don't mean we'll be very wealthy, but we got to have some capital that actually pays for the educators.
Mm-hmm.
We're not living in a time that we want teachers to come in and just do it for free. That's not the way. We want to have the same ability to keep our teachers because they get paid right. They got support in the educational field with all the students, whether they're kindergarten, preschool, all the way up in college, and continuous in college.
Mm-hmm.
No, they have support. Educators, to educate, be an educator, is a burdensome job. Like many jobs, it's burdensome because a lot of times the educators don't know what type students they will get. We pray first to have the type educators in any field that cares for the students. If they don't care for the student, we're hurt from the door. And I didn't say it, but I want to make sure that everyone knows if you have a question, you have a statement, you have a suggestion, something you just want to share, touch the one on your phone. We'll see it. Allah willing, we'll see it, and then we will touch it and bring you onto the mic so you can share it with the rest of us. And if I don't see something, I'm praying that the brothers, sisters that are looking from another angle, that they see it, and they're welcome to step right in and bring you in. So you're welcome to touch the one at any time and say something, ask something, make the statement that you want or whatever. You know what I mean? So, again, having a person that we called the messenger as well. He had a message that we know was helping us. Message to the Black Man was his book. And that message helped us to see how important it was to just love each other, care each other, care for each other. When our sisters of old, and I don't mean real old, but of the early days of the nation, when they put together the wheat bread and the bean pies and the juice, the brothers too, there was brothers involved in that too. When that material came about, nobody could touch the food what we had. It was so, I would say, divine that people wanted to eat it. They wanted to know where we were selling it at. And we kind of let that go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's still pies around, a little juice around. But we got to put the things back together to take care, fulfill our own needs. My thing is about industry, establishing industries, creating wealth that will keep on establishing industries. We need to be at the bottom of something so we can grow it to the top. And what I mean by that is where do it start at? If we want to make clothes, where do it start at? Do it start me going down to the clothing or going into any market, any store, department store, whatever, and buying material and just coming home and sewing it? No, we want to be able to make the material too. We want to be able to sell the material. Many of those names, I started off as a teenager working in a clothing factory, and I was one that sold suit coats, suit jackets, sport coats, and things of that nature. Very seldom pants. Did pants every now and then, but basically that was done on another floor. But the bottom line is we need factories like that. We got a few places. But we need factories like that that are identifiable all across the country with somebody's name on it. Somebody's name that, you know, before you know anything, we got a logo, so to speak, that we're selling something. That won't sell in one city alone if it's made right. It'll sell across the country. It'll sell out of this United States into other continents. That figure that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad put on the Muhammad Speaks with the two hands reaching across the world, saying that we'll be selling all over the world.
We would believe
that. That's right. We had the fish. We had other things. And there are many things that are being brought in today that we can get involved with. Many things that will increase wealth but also give you the international trade ability that you can work from country to country. All of us want to do that? No, all of us don't want to do that. But there's a body of us that wants to do that and need to do that and can do very well in that. Some need to be trained on how it's done. Why? Because when the ones that's doing it now get old, somebody got to take it further. We got, in other words, the African-American descendant of slaves got to stop short-selling themselves. You know, where we only need to make something for a little while. No, we got to. My daughter, my oldest daughter, passed last Thursday. We buried her Monday. And one of the things that I wanted to point out to people in general, we should have insurance. If we don't have to have insurance to leave somebody $1 million, but all of us should be having the kind of insurance that will at least bury us. So that's one of the things. I pushed it years ago, and I thought my oldest daughter had it. She don't. Others say they do. But the bottom line is we need to make sure we secure ourselves. And just simple stuff. Family matters. I pray to Allah, you put her in paradise and everything. She don't need insurance where she's going. You just need Allah to take her where she needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And we pray it's paradise. Think of her shortcomings and everything. But it was just not, I mean, fortunately, I had borrowed the money to make sure she was buried. But the bottom line is all of us, I'm saying it's not just for me and my family, anybody that hit, all of us need insurance. If it's nothing for no more than putting us in the ground, we have to have that. We have to take care of those needs. You know what I mean? And if we don't take care of them, we should be helping others. But we need to take care of those needs. You know what I mean? So my belief is if we are doing the things as we should, working together, every avenue that is a part of life and death, we should be in it serving our own. Where we can manufacture things, we should be manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
We should have industries of all types. We're known, I say it almost every time we get on the program, we're known across the country that our community are called food deserts, F-O-O-D, food desert. We have no shopping mart of our own. That's bad. Food desert. When all of us, we eat food, we should be producing supermarkets. That's one of the goals of Blouse Inc., the halal industry. We're successful to raise the capital to the point that we're selling goods or doing business well enough. We want to establish supermarkets, maybe a few in one state before there's some anywhere else, but I would like to see it be one in every state within a few years, at least one that will be copied to be one in every city, at least one, to get to the point that they branch out and not having just one type, but having a few types. We have to be able to take care of our needs and the needs of others. We have to be able to give jobs to some of our own people.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a person to grow and work right and listen and you know, and grow properly, you got to take hunger from them. Hunger from them, not just for food, but how I'm going to live. How I'm going to go to school. I can't afford to go to college. Now we got to be able to show our whole people that. Remember, we was blocked. For hundreds of years, we was blocked from doing any of that. And being blocked is terrible.
Red line,
everything. They tell you you can buy a house, they'll give you a mortgage, but when you get there, they don't have to see your face. You can send somebody else in for you. You'll call over the phone, say your zip code, and they say, oh, no, we don't have anything for you. So they're not giving nothing to the zip code that mostly blacks live in. So we have to know that and create our own right today they do that. So should we be those with our hands out? No, we should be establishing. Somebody might have their hands out, but all of us shouldn't. The majority of us shouldn't. Half of us shouldn't. We got to do for self. Ain't no question about it.
They got their hand out.
Yeah, and we have to change that. So as I state, my thought today was just to stay on what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave. Do we got to follow Honorable Elijah Muhammad? We're following the Quran. He's one of the people in our path that gave us something.
Yes,
and what he gave us, we shouldn't throw away because it was good for us. Working together as one. If you really begin to look around the world and see how many people would rather us not be in the area, you'll know you better build an army for yourself. And I don't mean get weapons. That's not necessary. But it is necessary that we build for ourselves. We desire to have a model community. Imam Muhammad spoke of it so much. We got to get it. We have to do that. And we don't have the ties right now to do it the way we want. I'm looking for certain responses on some things that I'm doing. But at the same time, we have to work to have a meeting, to have those who will share in talking to the people about we can do it. Because there's nothing can be done by one of us. Well, I won't say nothing because I guess I can eat off the plate by myself. You could eat off the plate by yourself. But if we're talking about building a society, building a nation, building a community, no, we have to be realistic. Stick to the point that we know that what we're working to do is to establish life for ourselves now while we're here, but also for the future that comes after us. Future after us is our children, our grandchildren, their children, et cetera, right on through. We don't want our young, whether they're Christian, whether they're Muslim, even right now if they're considered atheists. Something didn't go right for a man to say they're atheist with all of this is around them that's been created. Something had to go wrong in their life.
Mm-hmm.
There's too much in creation today, too much understanding, too much talk about things, too much song, writings, et cetera, that a person can say that they are atheists today and really mean it. I believe something just went wrong in their life, and they can't come off no other way than to say, well, I'm an atheist. They might be just fed up with the church or fed up with the masjid, fed up with the preacher, fed up with the imam or whoever else, whatever type of religious services they are, just fed up.
Yeah.
So that being fed up, that we have to show people, no, but that ain't God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't blame God, because God has put things in our hands, in our eyesight, that any of us can make it. All we have to do is get up and try. You know what I mean? And as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, of you mighty nation, accomplish what you will. The mighty nation starts accomplishing right from the household.
Mm-hmm.
My family have to be strong enough to come out and work with Nate's. Our families have to be strong enough to come out and work with James, et cetera, and all the way around the board. But if I got a weak family and they're trying to build some, my weak family may take them down. So they got to have a strong family or vice versa or whatever the case may be. We have to work to build our family life up. Again, if anyone have any questions, any statements, suggestions, please touch the one on your phone, and we will bring you in to actually say something to the people, to us, et cetera. Let us take another PSA.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
When did you get it? Oh, something.
It's a tribute in your email.
Oh, you sent an email?
I'll check my
assalamu alaikum. James Bashir. Allowing you to do for self. Join us every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal's Inc., and co-host James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build a model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the hosts at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA, email us at info@cwsc.us, visit am360.org, Praying Corporation, Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Thanks again, Brother James. Nate Muhammad here. Halal Industry, Do For Self. I'd like to elaborate, too, about the man, since he mentioned about his daughter, Janazza. We happen to have three janazzas this past Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Mm-hmm. all three of them took on their own personal identity. You know, I'm saying this because when the brothers, the Islamic prayer, the four takbirs, I mean that you can get past that within less than 5 minutes. But each brother that they had a eulogy? The eulogy just something to say about the brother or the person who deceased. And I was just sitting there, and I can't help it, but my mind just reads into what's actually happened. You know, of course, the deceased has their rights. The law gave their rights, and we have to exhibit and give them their rights.
Mm-hmm.
That's just from the law. But they also had a lifetime, mm-hmm. a life journey. Where did that journey take them? And, yes, we always want to speak and highlight the good within their lives. But so we also can't forget the bad in their life. It's just like you read an obituary. They tell you what they experienced during their lifetime, during their journey. From, again, they just dress it up. But each person, just like we said, Allah made us all different so we can learn from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing we can learn from each other by through that obituary, you understand what they went through. But we also know that the society, a lot of our people, we're a product of our environment. We're trying to establish and remind them and direct them towards submitting their will to Allah. On the other hand, they're trying to have the people descend away from submitting their will to Allah. And that's the battle we're fighting with the people. That's why we come back to that example mm-hmm. that we have for the people. You have to inspire the people because there's a lot of forces moving against them to take you away from what Allah wants us to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can look at it every time we walk out our door, and we're going to continue to look at that. I said that because a couple brothers, they said that the brother, and they was hushed up. So now I tell them what happened. The brother, he wound up ODing.
Mm.
You know, and I said, well, let the people know, because what happened is that we have something to work with, to strive with. Now, the brother done went through the nation with us, went through Imam Muhammad. But how did he wind up in this situation like this?
Mm.
And I say, personally, we failed him as a community because we could never come together as one. To rectify whatever. We have personal differences that get in the way of we working together.
Mm.
And then in the meantime, the people suffered. He suffered. He went back to whatever he used to do, or he said he had cancer or whatnot. But I'm saying all this is that we have to look at it, that we losing the battle in a sense a little bit, because we won't look beyond ourselves, put ourselves secondary, our feelings, our attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
If Islam haven't affected your attitude or your being, then it's not doing its job.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have a wholesome attitude. That's what we've been preaching for ever since I've been around here. Build up your character. Imam Muhammad said when he came into office, he was out to build the character and the morals and everything for the people
mm-hmm.
or for the community. So if we listened to him and we did what he said, we grew up. Again, this time we remade the world.
Mm-hmm.
We remade ourselves. And for them to go out the door backwards like that, that was heartbreaking.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Anything. But that's what we got. That's what we have to deal with. That is one of the challenges that we have to pay attention to or get some attention to.
Mm-hmm.
And this should be in our conversation dealing with it. I'm not going to argue with a person about you going to tell me about the Sahabas and how we should pray, how we do. I'm not going to argue with nobody, but I will argue with you about establishing a criteria to clean up your life.
Mm-hmm.
Establish a criteria that's wholesome enough that we can move in unity. And if we were unified, that wouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
That wouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's only happened because we're divided. And we're only divided because, again, only personal differences.
Mm-hmm.
Personal differences. Unless, as they said to me today, maybe you some kind of FBI agent or what, that creating chaos in the community.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah, we always heard that. But we ain't worried about them. And if we do with what the law says, they're going to wind up converting right over to with us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or else they're going to stand out like a sore thumb. But, again, we have to work hard. We got to work a little extra hard. You understand? Just to remind the people that Allah is our Lord, nobody else. And I don't care how well you get down on yourself. The remembrance of Allah always come in. Now, the brother was up in age, so I can let it do a mercy, whatever. But at the same time, the same thing is going to happen again. And again and again, if we don't check it, Allah bring it to our attention for us to look at it and see how we can rectify it.
Amen.
Then bring it to your attention and say, "Oh, that's a shame," or "I knew he was this and that." I ain't bringing it over that. He bring it for you to pay attention to.
Amen.
Again, read in the name of your Lord.
Amen.
If he bring it to your attention, you have to pay attention. We have to look at it. We have to ask, "What is it?" If not, the same thing could continue to happen and happen over and over again. We go full circle with it, and maybe next time we might not be around to give it any kind of thought.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important. It's important now we come about to deal with this here thing because, again, it is not going nowhere, and it's a problem that's within our community, and we have to deal with it. It's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to us to do something about it because we bear witness and we see it.
Mm-hmm.
We see everything that's what's happening now. And we have to start with the top, with the imams, and working down to the bottom. You know, I sat back and talked with the imam. We got to establish some classes like that to help the believers do our experience.
Yeah.
You know, at the masjid, it's more to it than just the prayers and learning Arabic. It's learning about life and what's affecting us in life. And it tells you through that obituary that what's affecting you at life.
Mm-hmm.
He left a message right there. And let him a message that is something that we have to pay attention to as a community. The community thing there. Save yourself from the hellfires.
Amen.
And your family.
Amen.
Our family is our people. We are a product of our people.
Yes.
The African American descendants of slaves.
Amen.
And it's not going nowhere. But we have an idea of what we're dealing with because we can see it.
Mm.
Just wanted that there was, I wanted to speak about that earlier, but that was going to be my main come out on that. But the imam took me another direction with the Up United Nations, accomplish what you will.
Yep.
You know, that there is a force that we can work with. And in order to build our nation, we have to clean it up. And we have to keep it clean.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, Dave, if you have any questions, suggestions, feel free to
push the 1 on your phone, and we'll bring you on as soon as possible. But with that there, Nate Muhammad here, do for self, the Allow Industry.
Okay, Nate, thank you. Again, Brother James, thank you. Once again, this is Iman Wali Ayub Alau, the Halal Industry, do for self. Our interest is to build. We pray to Allah to live, to be strong in what we believe in, and build for our community. And our community starts with just us, no question about it. And when I say just us, I'm talking about those of us that are first of the African-American descendant of slave community. Can anybody else be a part? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But I know I'm old enough, and the majority of people that have said something on this is old enough to know and remember when nobody had let us in their community. So we don't have to be bitter. God says don't do what they did. But we have to talk to ourselves to improve our community life. And I believe our community life will teach the rest how to be community. Because we're not so, do we got some hot heads among us? Yes. But we have more people who have good hearts, kind, forgiving. Allah blessed us to have that. I believe all of humanity have it, but I believe some of them are just so thick, hitted or hearted with anger or hate that they just don't. I mean, some of the times when I look at what's happening in America alone and I see the hatred, now I can bust you upside your head. I can put you in the hospital. If you push something against me the wrong way, yes, I could do that. But I know me, I don't carry hatred around. I'd rather not do something like that. I'm not a cheek turner. I wasn't brought up to be that. But we see people in the world that just hate, and the thing that we see is going on around the world now, the killing of innocent people, bombing them. No, they ain't had nothing to do with it. You don't wipe out a whole army because you had 2 army people do something to you. You don't wipe out all the police department because you had a couple crazy police officers. You try to appeal to the leadership to change that stuff. And where you can't, you need to find out what more do we need to do. And what we need to do is stand together. But not just for battling. I mean, that's so far down the line on us that we don't. That's not an issue that we need. But we do need to know how to build, how to establish across the country. For me, it doesn't make a difference what city's first, what state is first. But the bottom line is, once one is established, we need to establish many more. I've never had a picture that we could succeed with just me having something. I just might open the door up for everybody to just take from me. And I believe that we can find the right people, we can just keep building. And we might just build just 1/10 of whatever we're going to do before Allah takes us from here. But with the right image, that 1/10 will continue to become 100%. Just imagine that. We establish something, and it works. Even after we're gone, Allah has already promised rewards. In the next life, many, many rewards just keep coming. For me, I believe the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, my father, my mother, Imam Muhammad, they've done so much for me. I can believe that if I'm successful, they'll get blessings. And who wouldn't want to give blessings to leaders and parents that was your loved ones, family members, et cetera? Our thing is to build, like we're going, as the statement was, like we're going to build, like we're going to be here forever,
mm-hmm.
and also build like we're leaving today. Those were our leaders talking to us about that. It's not like we got a, you know, I'm in my 70s. Okay, I prayed a little to be 150, so I'm just really a little bit better than halfway to where I want to be. And I pray to be able to establish something that we as a people can use and other people can use. But our people first. Why? We don't have. And if we don't, you know, the old song, the one that loves his own or has his own.
God bless the child.
God bless the child. That's right. That's right. God bless the child that has his own. That wasn't just a Christian song. It definitely wasn't a Muslim song. That's a human song.
That's right.
Speaking about the Creator. You know what I mean? Giving you something that you can do and you can still keep getting blessings. We got to see Allah's leading us. No, is he walking in front of us? No, he's all over us. But he's leading us. Yeah, so in the lead of thought, eyesight, hearing, sensing, your senses come alive. We need to build for ourselves. We may be here another year. We may be here another 10, 15 years. But we need to be building something for our own communities. And for me, and it don't have to be what I'm saying, because there's somebody else that's strong in wanting schools built, somebody else strong in wanting something else built.
Mm-hmm.
All of us got to work in our places towards all that is good. Yeah, all this is religion. This is language of religion, to build for ourselves. And not, like I said, not out of selfishness. I don't want to open up a business that says whites can't come here because of the way y'all treated us. No. Allah says clearly, do not do to them what they did to you.
Mm-hmm.
I want the rewards of this life and the next life. So I'm going to do with Allah to the best of my ability. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad could have told us as we grew, go out there and start beating some white folks. Go start hanging. And believe me, I'm sure with some brothers that have been loving to go out there and do it. You'd have found Caucasians hung up on trees.
Yeah.
Wake up the next morning, they just hanging there. No, but he practiced what Allah says in the Quran. Don't do what they did to you. In a way, when the victory comes, so Allah is telling us when the victory comes, that means every human being has a place with victory. Stay humble. My Lord, thank you. Not treating anybody like I'm a big shot. Stay in prayer. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. And don't do to them what they did to you. That's a guarantee to the listeners. I'm not talking about you listening to me. Those of us listening to Allah collectively. I don't care if they call in Allah God. If they really mean the one that created, they're talking about the same one. If they call him the creator, they're talking about the same one.
Mm-hmm.
And Allah is two Arabic words that is saying the God. And all we have to do is remind people, we all talking about the same one. If we're talking about the creator, now if you're talking about something, people want to call Jesus their God, their Lord, all you got to do is remind them he had a birthday and a death date. God don't do neither one. If God had a birthday, don't nobody know about it. We don't know what caused his existence or whatever. But if he had one, we don't know about it. He ain't dying. Can't nothing kill him. Nothing. So if we're seeing God in the same way, when people say God, we know they're talking about that one, if they're talking about the one that did all the creation. So we have an opportunity collectively to serve in a manner that we in a win-win situation. Striving forward to be the best that we can. And just listening, all of us, listening at the words of what Allah says. And that ayat is one of my favorites. Not the only one, but it's one of my favorites. When the victory comes, he's saying that to every human being that ever comes alive. When the victory comes, stay humble, stay in prayer, and don't do to them what they did to you. In other words, don't get revenge. Don't go do that. Don't become their master. But be a human being with authority, with the authority of Allah. for the authority to win through with whatever we're building. We can pray all day, but if you when you finish, you don't go out and build nothing, and I don't mean go out the house. Just think. Start off there. Just think. What can I do? What do I like to do? And if you see yourself in a world that actually produces for other people, what is it that you would produce? If it's trouble, you're working in the wrong lane. I don't mean if it's a problem utilizing it, if it's trouble. This society ain't too hard to change, but we got so many Muslims now saying that they ain't Americans. What are you? Allah made everybody what they are by putting them in a place that they had no control over. Our forefathers was put in this land, and our forefathers after the original ones built this land, built this country. This is the continent that we grew up on. Hundreds of years later, if we ain't American, what are we? Try to go back to Africa. Try to get some ships together and take us all back to Africa. See if they won't build a bridge. Well, they'll build a bridge right in the water. You ain't coming on these shores. America will learn how to put up a wall. And they are our brother. We look alike. But they're not, and that's not what Allah wants. Allah wants us to work together to demonstrate for those who are before us even how to bring the humanity together as one in service to Allah, to God, and building the best of life for ourselves and for others. This is what Allah wants us to do. And you know it as well as I know it. I'm not saying anything new, something that we all don't understand. Our goal with the halal industry is to build industry. Allah willing, we're going to win the rumble that we have here in the city with some people from the political world, between them and some developers waving their money, holding us up from building the way we want to build. But we got patience. Allah will give it to us if we continue to work for it. We have to believe that. This is not Allah's first time dealing with anything that we're aware of. Allah helps the believer. And we got to see that we have something to bring forth in America to our people that will shine around the rest of the world on how to be better servants to God. We have to believe that. And if we believe it properly, if we look at it properly, we sitting in the winning seat. Allah could have gave this position to anybody. He allowed us to be the ones that came from the bottom and rise to the top. The question is, do you believe that he did? And not believe because I said it. Believe because we all witness it. We witness what Allah has given us, what he's putting before us. There's nothing that we're limited to. We can build anywhere in the world, but he gave us America as a home place. That home place or home placement is for us to establish in, to show the rest of the world, this is how you should live. America's voice is strong enough to stop some killing that's going on around the world. That's supposed to be a war, but it's not war, it's greed. I said before, I can't prove it, but Allah is the best knower. But I do believe that there are some people from among the Israelite community or whatever that started that thing over there, acting like an Arab and leading people to where all the guns were and all the stations of security guards or whatever they call them over there, and set up their own people. Why? To just attack them, to go kill innocent people, and take over the land that's over top of billions of dollars worth of oil.
That's the reason.
That's why they're doing it.
The whole thing behind that.
That's the whole thing. That's right.
They kill their own.
They kill their own, the Palestinians. Innocent ones, why kill them?
Anybody in the way
of them. Yeah, and our voice have to be together as one to say no one Allah says that no one should be just murdered and killed. Children, elderly, all of that can happen, and we think that's the world Allah wants us to stay in. A few years, they'll be ready to make us slaves again, and who would stop that if we allow that kind of mind to go along? You know, black gold under the ground is just as good as black gold on top of it, slaves. We have to believe that. Should we hate anybody? No, that's not that. But let's stay on track. Let's get involved. I hear some African Americans saying they ain't American at all. I hear some saying they don't vote. And some even in this thing that's going on, they're almost saying, well, we don't want Biden. No, I would love Obama or one of us if we were ready. But without that, we'd be crazy to let Trump get back in there. We see the hatred he has, the racism that he has. All that is outright ugliness. We see that. That's right. That's right. So we have to work together to find out what is it that Allah gave to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad for us to do, and let's do it. The model community, do for self, all that. Let's do it. One of us don't know as much. Let's listen to the ones that do know something else, that will take something else about the same subject that will take us to where we need to go. In other words, let's work together. No, your body is not just arms or just legs or just brains. It's complete. And we have brains that's among us. And I don't mean brainiacs that just think they're the smartest thing in the world. I mean people that know how to get things done. We have workers among us, not servants, workers that know how to build things, how to make things happen. Out of all material, brick, wood, glass, metal, we got that. We got everything we need just among ourselves to build the community. And we don't ever have to turn on any good people, regardless who they are, but especially not our own people. Well, we don't want to bother with no Christians. You was a Christian before you came to Islam. Allah bothered with you, with me. But I know I didn't know any other faith. I had not even heard the term Islam clearly enough to even say it in my life until I went to was invited to the temple, 1969, somewhere late May, early June, before going to Vietnam. My cousin invited me. Once I heard it, took material to Vietnam with me, I decided before I got back out of the war, I'm going to be a Muslim. I'm joining this. If I get back home, I'm going to be a part of this. That's Allah helping us. And Allah never forsake us. But we've been laying back long enough under leadership such as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad that we should be building things by now. We should be building townships throughout every state. 50 states, that ain't a lot of them. But we should be building them because we got millions of people that will follow where we're going. Not just to get following, but we know that we can get the job done. We can compete in leadership in this country. But we have to work, serve Allah, and see ourselves doing the things that's necessary. We still got a little time. If anybody have a question, statement, suggestion, we'd love for you to share if you'd like to. That door is open for you, and it will always be open when we do what we do.
Yeah, boy.
Okay, we see Nate just showed, saw the hand. 727-408, your mic is on. Introduce yourself, please, and share with us what you like.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. This is Bilal from Custom, Florida. Alhamdulillah.
Yes,
praise
sir,
be to Allah. Look, America is failing and falling. The foundation, they found the foundation is gone. And all the social institutions are collapsing. And the people if once we stand up as strong family people, strong tradition, hard workers, and build the institution that we need, they coming. Because this ain't strong. Mm-hmm. We don't have to be concerned about that. We have to be concerned about our building, what we need. So praise be to Allah for that. This is something I wrote I like to share. These that uplift humanity. Alhamdulillah. These that uplift humanity. We are helping little. Let's get somewhere in the middle. Stress and blues we can't do. Total submission. Excellent in order to improve our and others' condition. W.D. Muhammad has the best perception. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the best example. We are becoming even more responsible doing what we know. Spiritually rich, but materially poor. We need a balanced life, more education. We get in the right. Higher education, family, and excellent motivation. Stay dedicated to the mission. Working 7 days a week, little or no sleep. A business is what our family need. Doing for self, better health, and generational wealth. People sick, people dying, some becoming mentally sick, some depending on a therapist. One God, one humanity. Anything else is borderline insanity. Borderline, because we must leave room for our creative mercy. Music consultation, relevant, and productive conversation. Being aware of our need to increase and our giving others the invitation. This is salvation. Our character must be good, upright. Respect for other property must be understood. Being glad that others have wealth and be contented as we strive to prosper as we do for self. The collected effort is easier and better. Protect yourself. The greed of money is the greatest poverty. Be willing to share after we have what we need. Sadaqah and zakat must never stop. All blessing comes from Allah. You know, when I write, you know, but your words and what you're doing, brother, is, you know, is, hey, these are just words on the paper. But the actual work and the effort that being done in and pulling that thing together and having plans and strategy in place and being patient. So we know our position is there, but Allah break all that down. We just continue. We don't never stop. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, son. Thank you,
brother. The work y'all doing. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir. Thank you also, Brother Bilal. Thank you.
All right.
So touch the one on your phone, and if you need to get back on, we still got a few minutes, you can get it, but touch the one so we'll know you went on and want to come back. Anyone else, if you would like to say something, we still got approximately 10 minutes that you can share what you want to share with us, and just touch the one on your phone. And that will actually let us know you want to be brought on. You know, we can bring you on. So, but meanwhile, I still want to say to us, we need to make 2024 a great year for ourselves, or if Allah takes us away, for those who follow us, those who come behind us. There's no reason for us to be dragging along in the future and not building something that we know about. We know about working together. There's not a body of people in America that was, especially of our community, African Americans, that worked together as one across this country, spreading the word of serving Allah, serving God.
Mm-hmm.
We did that by his permission, with his help. And in it being true, we need to get back to that. We need to see ourselves as one and work together. We need to talk. Those of you who have an imam need to talk to the imam and ask him why we can't work together. And, of course, some imams will say we are, and there are some, but we need to broaden it out. We need that body coming together again. And we need to come together with structure to build. We got sitting before us the model community. We could build that. We have among us everything that is needed. We need bodies of architects to be talking together and working together, because we ain't talking about doing this one time and in one city. We're talking about doing it across the country. We got bodies of engineers. They need to be together. Developers, brick masons, glazers, that's those who put the glass in, people who work with steel and metal. Everything that we need to build community life, we have it. We just need to come together and work on doing that. If we open the business somewhere, we should support that business because that's our business. And we should have many more. My goal, should we do what we need to do here in Philadelphia with Blouse Inc., every 10 block square, we want to have businesses, not just ours. We want to put our people in business. We got some people that can cook. We got some people that know how to run a supermarket. So why not have our own supermarket? And those who know how, manage it till you can own it. Restaurants, the same way. Shoe stores, clothing stores. The hides off of the animals we're talking about slaughtering belong to us. As I said before, when I first started slaughtering and processing in 1995, I would slaughter 10 animals each time I go to slaughter, 10 head of cow, and take from them 200 to 400 pounds, so anywhere from 2,000 to 4,000 pounds I would take with me. And that's how we would look at what we were going to sell, what we were going to make, et cetera, et cetera. We can do much more today. And in doing it, I want to use the wealth to establish industries. So the first industry is making processed meat product. The second one for me automatically would be the hides off of all of the animals, the feathers off of the chicken and whatnot, byproducts being sold in another area. Whether they're bones, whether they're the parts of animals that is used in the hospitals, they use plenty of it. I always suggest to people, look at Google. Google what are the many byproducts of a cow, and see how much wealth you can see coming out of that if you're doing millions of pounds. What are the byproducts from a goat? What are the byproducts from lamb, byproducts from chicken and turkey? Because some of it can go one direction and some of it goes in another direction. These are industries. That money, I continue, because I'm not looking just to sell 1 million pounds a week. That's the minimum. But what do I want the money for, the profit? We got people out here that know how to make cars who are no longer working for car dealers. Some brother or sister got land somewhere that they will be willing to let a factory be built on their property, where we could take the same people who built cars in Detroit and places like that, who can build cars now for the Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Identifying it that this is what we're doing. This body that once upon a time were the descendants of the slave, still are descendants of slaves, but identifying as Muslims with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad at one time, identifying with Muslims as Muslims, not just with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but also with Imam Muhammad, building in our communities. That's what's needed. Who's stopping us? Nobody. Old song, you can't stop now, and you can't stop me now.
Ain't no stopping.
Ain't no stopping me now. That's it. That's the one. So recognizing that, you know, we got it in our genes, but we got to go back to working together.
It's important.
We have to. That's the key thing. And there's nothing to fear in it. We can build houses. So we can build community life. If we're saying we're doing the model community, as I always say, maybe we want to start off with 1,000 acres. And on that 1,000 acres, we need to decide, do we want to put one house on an acre, 4 houses on an acre, 10 houses on an acre? Do we want to put a few high-rises? They don't have to be 30 stories high. They could be 4 or 5 stories high. But we want to, do we want to put some of those there? We're going to need hospitals. We're going to need medical clinics on wherever we open up at, but we may need a hospital there. Everything that's needed for people to live in a community life. Some of our brothers and sisters know about the automobile servicing. We'll need gas stations in those areas. We ain't going to live somewhere and then got to ride miles to go get our cars filled up. That's brothers who know that. You know, I go by past, like many of us do, go past gas stations that are owned by brothers and sisters outside of this country. And I watch sometime while I'm filling my tank how many of them come in and support their own. Do you know if we get our people to see to support your own, led into that, that we're going to build for self? Do you know everybody would be wealthy? All people that come into America seem to be told, go in the black community and get wealthy, then move somewhere else if you want. We right there don't realize the importance of supporting each other. We have to look at it in a way that what was our leaders taking us to? What was our parents taking us to do for self? Doing for self is easy. My dedication is to establish wealth and industry from the wealth so we can see things that we're buying. Let us buy them from ourselves. And if the quality is not as good with ourselves, let's raise the quality, as Imam Muhammad said. Build and do for self, starting with his father saying it. But he made it, I guess, in another way. He made it look so much different when he said, build and make our own clothes, build our own properties, et cetera, et cetera. Let's do what's necessary to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stop here because they gave us the sign for, what, 10 seconds?
Your name, 30 seconds.
Oh, 60 seconds. So we're down to 28 seconds now. I would love to have anybody ask a question or to make a statement or whatever, but you ain't got enough time. I pray to Allah, we pray to Allah, that maybe you'll join us Wednesday coming, same time, 5 to 7. They just said 10 seconds. 5 to 7, and bring your questions, bring your thoughts, share. And let's get on the campaign and let's do for self. I see your hand, 414-491, but they just shut us off. As-salamu alaykum. They're shutting us off.
Do I'm coming up?
Yeah, it's your sister and one of the brothers.
Yeah, she's kind of late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nothing we can do now. It's done.
Yeah, I'm going to go home and look for that text you sent.
Yeah, I just read it. You said it in the middle.
What day was it?
Monday was.
Yeah.
It's like an email.
Monday or Sunday. Yeah,
it was Monday then. You think it was Sunday?
One of them. I typed it up. You know what it amounts to is?
You want 80 people to?
I would like to get 80 people to lend me or give to me $100 to pay back the debt that we paid to bury.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the person giving it, that's their choice. Oh, go ahead, you know. That was for you to help you. Oh, no, I want my 100 back. Okay, then I'll give it back.
Well, that's up to you. No, I'm giving it.
I'm alone. But
I'll see you tomorrow.
I didn't see it.
And y'all can share with others.
And
that's what I'm trying to do.
And they
can
put my sanity book in there.
I know you don't see nothing until you call.
But I tell you, it's your God.
I have to, hey, look.
You're able to say that.
Well, I know, I didn't know you didn't see it at all, nobody, but I didn't get a response.